No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. We got a little surprise on stream tonight. Yeah, Trap Star.
What you talking about? We done touched down to LA.
How you feeling?
Yeah, we feeling good. We've been recording, working.
Introduce us to your crew here.
Yo, what's it called? I got Lil Ominous with me right here. It's my blood cousin. And it's Iron Lil Gut, my high school friend. We done grew up together.
Fire. Yeah. So tell me, where you from?
Yeah, Miami. South Florida.
South Florida.
Yeah, grew up in Miami.
Crazy. How'd you start? from my perspective, Chopper just comes out on the scene. That's how I found out about you.
That was like the first single that just like went skyrocket straight up.
Did you have anything out before that?
I had like 3 singles.
Really? And they didn't work?
They was out. They was like at 20K, 50K, but.
Right.
Yeah. First one that like straight skyrocketed was just Chopper.
Right.
Going crazy.
So what's you guys' relationship with like Pump and Perp, and where do you guys fit into that whole world? Because I know you guys know them or related to them. Let's just get right into it.
I mean, like, bro. Pump is, like, basically that was, like, that's my cousin, a.k.a., like, little brother. Like, him and his brother always, like, whenever they didn't have a place to live and shit, they'll live with me and shit. Like, my mom would always be with his mom, and they'll take care of each other because they're both single moms and shit.
It was real family shit.
Yeah, so, like, we basically grew up together and shit. I was the first one to put Pump in the studio. I was the one that introduced Smoke Perp to Lil Pump and shit too as well.
Do you think they're gonna be mad that you're even on here?
Probably a little bit. They'll be like, fuck, this nigga made it to, he met Adam, fuck.
They're gonna be like, you weren't supposed to do that.
Yeah.
You think? When did you guys fall out though? What happened?
I low-key just texted Perp yesterday and I was like, oh, stay blessed long.
No, because I remember what happened that you FaceTimed me and I was sitting here with Perp.
I remember that.
And I took the phone and it was, I just turned it to Perp and Perp just looks right at you and goes, oh,
It's all good. I mean, if one day they want to fix some shit, maybe it could happen.
How'd it fall out, though, from your perspective? What happened?
My perspective is they have their own stories, which I don't even want to talk about. But my perspective was like they were surrounded by like the wrong people, like basically the fake people that they said, like, oh, these niggas are fake as fuck. We need to cut these niggas off and this and that. So I was like, damn, I feel y'all. And it got to a point where they kept just chilling with those people that were being fake as fuck. And I kept doing, like, hella Zans and shit. And then I noticed, like, shit changed. Like, yeah, like, you start getting popping and shit. But I also noticed, like, when a person changes completely. Like, just the persona and, like, their ego just flips out of nowhere. Like, they were my brothers and shit. You feel me?
Yeah. It's facts.
I mean, it's a shame, you know. Anytime someone blows up, it feels like shit always happens with their original friend group and shit. Either way, you know, sometimes like a few people will stay close and shit, but like, you know, it never really works out. Yeah. You have hard feelings about it and shit?
I mean, I did at first, but then like me and him be talking about it and we were like, man, this shit was meant to happen. Like, this nigga's taking off now. Like, a bunch of other people are getting like on elevator and shit in our group, so We doing our own shit and we working hard and we dropping like hella visuals. We're not just like dropping shit on SoundCloud.
It's low-key fire because it be pushing me more and shit.
Hell yeah.
Straight up. That's why I be working hard as hell.
So Chopper started popping off.
Yeah.
And then where did it go from your perspective in terms of that? Like you came out here right away. You were out here right after the song came out, right?
Yeah, facts.
You only had like a couple hundred thousand.
Mm-hmm. That was right when I got signed with Atlantic.
So you started talking to Atlantic as soon as the song came out or what happened?
Yeah. What's it called? I had a couple labels just fly me out to L.A. I had Interscope fly me out, and then I had Atlantic because Alex Jr., he's with Atlantic, Codex manager.
Right.
And then he's like located in South Florida, so he low-key reached out to me and stuff. So, like, I low-key linked up with him. He brought me to the office, like, with Warner Brothers and stuff, and he introduced me with Orlando and stuff.
Right. So you met Alex from Codex's team, and he's the one who basically signed you?
Yeah.
Him and Orlando, did Orlando sign you, or is just like your A&R right now, or what?
I got to deal with Orlando.
Nice. Damn, that's crazy. So you signed with Codex manager. Yeah. Does that mean you're sniper gang? You just kept nodding. I thought you were gonna stop nodding. You're like,
Nah, but what's it called? We've been working because I got a whole album dropping. I got like him on the album and stuff. We about to like put like the most craziest visuals and shit.
So you got a song with Kodak?
Yeah.
Whoa.
About to blow the world. Straight up.
You're not ready for that. Not ready for that.
Damn, that's some fucking big news. That's some big shit for Florida right there. You feel like you kind of fell back since the Chopper moment and shit?
I low-key just let that shit run up, and I just been working now and stuff. Because I seen everybody just been dropping their album and stuff. So I was like, yo, I'm going to just work. I've been working. I finished the whole album. Now I'm just stacking up all the videos.
Right.
Straight up about to break the world.
Yeah. How do you feel about that whole controversy that took place with Kemethazine when that song came out? What's your take on that?
That shit was just low-key crazy. It went crazy because all the fans and stuff. But I low-key just speak to him the other day because he was staying at the Lowe's Hotel. Like, I touched down in L.A. He hit me up through DMs. He was like, what's up, nigga? I'm at your hotel. And I was like, damn, you at the hotel?
So it wasn't really ever beef, or was it ever beef at some point?
It was beef at first because just all the fans. All the fans were just going crazy and shit. Talking about, like, this and that, but he hit me up through DMs talking about he first fucked with me that he wanted to do a remix to the song.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, yeah, what's it called? We should get in the studio.
So that never ended up happening, though? You think it's a coincidence that the lyrics are almost identical at times?
Yeah, type shit.
I mean, that's definitely possible with, like, everybody sort of saying similar things in songs and shit. Like, the parts that were the same are not like super specific parts. They're like, what? I forget the exact lines.
He has it like on a verse, and like Trapstar has it on like a hook. So it's like,
right?
It's like people just paid too much attention to it, and the fans just like threw that shit overboard as fuck.
Yeah, they love a good conspiracy.
His manager fucks with me a lot, like Mateo.
Uh huh.
Yeah, he fucks with me a lot. I seen him at Rolling Loud and shit. That's why. He just said like the politics just go crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really all it is, but. Like, real shit, nowadays, I'm just trying to keep it positive because there's so much negative shit going on. I'm just trying to, like, get, like, be humble and shit. Like, and we all, like, working, doing the same thing. We all making music. Like, we all just trying to stay focused and get the bag. You get me?
Right. Yeah, there are so many, like, little petty rivalries that can kind of tie your career up and shit.
Yeah,
if
you're lame.
Let it. Yeah. That's very true. So, you just been working on music lately and stuff. What can we expect? What's the project supposed to be called or whatever?
I'm about to call that shit We in the World. We've been activated straight up.
We in the world?
G shit. You in the world right now.
I'm in the world? I'm high as fuck. Yeah, we just smoked right before you got here. I didn't even know we were going to do this. I just had Boosie on this shit.
Gee. Yeah, we shout out Boosie, man.
Isn't that crazy?
Lit, for real.
I know. Boosie and Lil Blurry.
Yeah, Lil Blurry too, man. Shout out Lil
Blurry. Who, I didn't realize, I thought he was like 15. He just turned 13.
Yeah.
Young legend.
It's crazy because I be FaceTiming him.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, still here
he's
still
good, going. Honestly. I gave him like a little, like a hug, bro. This dude must weigh like 75 pounds, bro. It's like the smallest human being I've ever met my entire life.
It's far because we inspiring all the kids too. So like, it's like it's a whole generation. We doing this shit for the youth, and they're like they're creating more and more areas and stuff. It's just far.
You got a new face tat there since I last seen you. A big old snake on there.
That shit like slap, bitch.
What inspired you there?
I don't know. It's just going crazy. I'm trying to go crazy straight up.
Tell them what you be saying. Tell them what you be saying about the snakes in the mice.
These shit, a lot of people act like mice and stuff. All my people just be snakes. We don't fuck with the mice.
Yeah, snakes eat the mice.
Yeah.
But normally when people say snakes, they're talking about like you're a snake, you're a snitch or a bad person or whatever.
Shit.
I don't know.
Fuck that. We flipping it.
Yeah, you flip it. You just eat the mice.
I mean, but then Gucci made the snakes hard as fuck.
G, shout out Gucci.
Everybody started, not Gucci Mane, but Gucci the clothing line started, you know, everybody started rocking snakes all of a sudden.
Gucci snakes. Yeah, I was talking about getting the Gucci snake. That's why I just got a red snake, just a random snake.
I like it.
And I'm matching my hair to shit. About to create a new, like, training shit.
Is that your only FaceTime? Or you got anything on the other side?
I just got this shit, the Ganesh Elephant.
Ooh, 1%?
Yeah, 1% FaceTime.
Nice. What's that represent to you?
I'm trying to just create a brand and shit. Like, I want, like, me and my friends, like, we call ourselves just 1% and stuff.
Right.
Like, I'm just, kind of, like, it's like basically, like, we all went through some shit and, like, we all, like, dug ourselves out of it, basically. And now, like, we're doing it. Like, basically, we're just trying to, like,
we
show people.
We do what the 99% doesn't do, in which we fucking basically quit our jobs. We just fucking started making music and just kept doing this shit.
We're just trying to show you our ways.
Oh, yeah. Damn. That is what it is. That's the dream, really, is, like, move to L.A., camp out on Melrose, get a selfie with, like, Chris Long, and, like, you know, meet some girl at a Ham on Everything show and finger her on the dance floor, and that's pretty
go
much
crazy,
it. And go crazy.
Yo, I've seen so many, like, crazy-ass people, like, as I drive through L.A. Every time I come here, it's, like, crazier and crazier and crazier.
What kind of shit stands out to you?
I seen some nigga just straight burning his hair on, like, Hollywood Boulevard. I was like, what the fuck this nigga doing burning his hair?
We were at the Wings place, and some dude, like, he stole someone's chains. he stole so much chains, and then they caught him lacking. They caught him with the chains on, and then they snatched him back.
Are you serious?
Yeah, right there, like Hollywood, like by like fucking the Walk of Fame and shit.
Dude, Hollywood Boulevard has its own little world with all these weird ass people that hang out over there and
it's
shit.
It's crazy, like, he's like a GTA lifestyle.
Stealing chains, stealing them back. That could totally happen there.
That shit crazy.
That's
fucking crazy. So what's the feeling on Florida right now though? You guys still appreciate when you're being out there, or do you think LA is just better?
It's a vibe over here, but like I like my city because it's my city. You get me?
Yeah.
Type shit. Like I'm trying to like create a whole vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some. But a very important question. How'd you feel when X passed?
Shit was sad as fuck because he's a legend.
Shit was unbelievable.
Especially in Florida. I mean, like, he's a very, very, very influential sad. And huge artist everywhere. But in Florida, it was like a whole different thing.
Gee. It was crazy. That shit hit me. I didn't think that shit was real.
Yeah.
And he was legit like one of the best performers like ever. Like, even if the crowd was bad, back then when he didn't have that many people out there, he got them rowdy. He'll tell them, like, yo, y'all need to come up here because I'm filming this. Like, everyone needs to pull up. And, like, I saw him open up for Uzi Vert, and he killed that shit more than Uzi.
You saw X open for Uzi?
Yeah, way back
then. In Florida.
And fucking, like, Broward.
Holy shit, that's some rare shit. So, and this is so early that he wasn't even, like, getting a reaction from the fans and shit?
Well, at that time, like, that's when I saw him, like, destroy that shit. Like, he killed it more than Uzi. But back then, it would be, like, little Wynwood shows and shit. We have, like, an art district in Miami.
Right.
So it would be those shows that wouldn't be that popping. But with that fucking one show he opened for Uzi, he fucking killed that shit.
You know what I always think about with X is that his old manager, Bruno, told me that he was, like, you know, famous in the scene.
Yeah.
For beating the shit out of people before his music.
Going dumb.
I swear to God, every fucking show X would have, he would fucking fight
crazy
after.
As fuck.
He would what?
They'll fight right after. Like, there was this one time, like, some dude, like, just hit one of his homeboys while he was trying to leave the parking lot, and they just all got on top of the car, started smashing the Mercedes Benz, breaking the windows and shit.
It's cool, honestly, that we could talk about that kind of shit with X now, because it's like I never liked to like talk about how he used to be all fighting and shit, because, you know, he already got so much shit for like being violent and shit, and I didn't want to like feed into it. But, you know, a lot of those stories now are just like war stories. It's like, damn, remember how crazy this little motherfucker was?
You're fucking legend.
It was shit.
Yeah, it was like a whole, when I went out there for his funeral, man, it was like a sad vibe for like the whole state.
That shit was crazy. Bro. That shit was packed as fuck.
Like, I know a lot of people around his team, and like, he moved so low key that it's so shocking that it happened. Like, he's so on point that shit happened. It's like, fuck, bro. Like,
he was always bitching at me for not having security and telling me like, oh, you can't be moving around like that or whatever. And like, for him to get got like that exact way. Yeah, and like, bro. But I mean, he was always that dude who just wasn't hearing shit, did whatever the fuck he wanted, you know? Yeah, it's crazy. So what do you, like, as an artist, who is Trapstar? Like, what do you feel that you're, like, bringing to the game, and, like, what is the impact that you want to make?
I'm just trying to create, like, a brand, basically, because I went through so much, like, as a kid growing up and stuff. Like, I didn't have my mom around, like so much, so I was, like, living at the studio, basically, and then I had music around me because I had my cousin just basically always making music. So it, like, influenced me so much. I'm just trying to create the same wave and show kids that anything is possible, basically. And I'm just trying to just keep pursuing my music. I'm about to just drop the craziest album in the world, straight up.
You're going straight album?
Yeah.
Who you got for features?
I got a crazy feature.
No, you're not going to let us in on it? You think, what are the odds of us seeing?
Going to get mad as fuck.
What's the odds of us seeing Kodak on this album?
No, that's obviously.
For real?
Yeah.
It's guaranteed. Guaranteed.
But I was gonna drop that as a single, basically, probably. That shit run up. Probably just keep that nonsense.
What do you guys do? Smarter. What do you guys do in terms of like partying?
What's like, we're about to just slide out right now to a party. I'm just waiting for this bitch to text me. Straight up.
What, like a house party or something?
Yeah, some shit on the hills. I went there. It's like some fucking porn star's birthday. Straight up. I'm about to go get crazy, bitch.
Oh, wow.
About to have an orgy.
Damn, I wonder if I smashed. If it's a porn star party, I might have been in some of that.
That shit's about to be dumb.
The Pornhub Awards are tomorrow.
Oh, I heard about that shit.
Yeah, so I'm in there.
There's some shit.
I'm going.
You're going?
Yeah, I'm not nominated or anything, but my girl is, so I gotta go support, bro.
I gotta go show support, man.
You know, I'm gonna be
like being a rapper too, though.
Yeah, being a porn star is kind of like the girl version of being a rapper. Because you're really just like exposing yourself, just putting yourself out there, talking about whatever. You know, and it's like porn stars, honestly, like they smoke as much weed as rappers on average, I would say. like all the girls I know, the girls I know who smoke the most weed are all porn stars.
Gee.
They love dabs.
Hella strippers that smoke hella dope.
Because they want to forget about the reality of what they're doing. They're bored. That's my problem, too. Like, when you're up there dancing, you don't give a fuck. You're just doing this because you're trying to make some money. Gee. You want to be high as fuck because it sucks. It's just boring. It's like, yo, you're giving some guy a lap dance. You don't really want to be doing this, so you got to get high. That's the same way I feel about, like, I was talking about my friend earlier. Like, if I had to drive an hour, it's just boring. I already know what it's like to fucking drive an hour. That's why I got to smoke a blunt before I leave, because I got to be high, because if I'm not high, then I'm going to be bored, bro.
Yeah, I feel you. You always got to fucking smoke some shit.
That's the same reason I got to listen to music and shit. I'm just trying to take my mind. And I know it's illegal to smoke and drive or whatever, but fuck that shit. I ain't drinking, at least.
Yeah, G.
So you guys don't do, like, real drugs? Just smoke weed?
I used to pop Xans and shit.
I know you were about that Xan wave, Ominous.
Yeah, I was. I used to pop them shits all the time, like, and then I had to, like, I noticed, like, I would be sleepy as fuck in the studio, and I'd be like, you know what, I need to stop these shits. Like, there would be legit, like, 4 Xans in my whip. I look at them, I put them in my hand, I'd be like, fuck, I need to record today, bro. So I'll get rid of them, because they'll slow me down.
Yeah. Fuck all that downer shit, man. You just, anything that's going to slow you down and make you sleepy and shit, fuck all that.
That shit's crazy.
Man, shit, I would forget, like, what the fuck I did. Like, people would have to, like, give me little flashbacks and
I'm about to run out of weed. Fuck you, man.
I got some more.
I got some pre-rolls and shit. You want some Bearwoods? Shout out to our sponsor, Bearwoods.
You got some Bearwoods for
you? Oh, of course. You know I say with the Bearwoods, guys.
I'm trying to see if there's any fucking plug Bearwoods available.
No, Adam, free Ruben Slick.
Free Ruben Slick. There you go. That's a good point. Bro. Metro Zoo, man. People don't know. Bro. People forget.
What happened?
My nigga got locked the fuck up.
I can light one up?
Nah, he was in Miami, right? Remember? Yeah. I forgot what happened.
Me and Ruben were recording.
They was chilling hella.
You were in the mic?
Me and fucking Ruben were chilling like every fucking 2 to 3 days, bro. Yeah. My crib just recording.
Mm.
My fucking home studio. I got a whole bunch of unreleased music with me and Ruben. And why Chris, he be cooking up with Ruben too. Shout out Curb of the Goop, man. That nigga raw too. You know Curb?
Where Curb at? Yeah, we were supposed to do an interview when he was out here, but
Ruben actually was about to introduce me to Pete.
Really?
Yeah, I would park my car right behind Pete's tour bus, like, in the Miami show. Because him and Pete were cool and shit. So he was like, yo, slide through. I'm going to introduce you to Pete and shit.
So Ruben got locked up for what?
For some dumb shit, bro. Like, some crazy shit. I don't even want to say that.
It'll bring down his name, but fuck that shit. You feel me?
That's my dog, though. Free Ruben Slick.
Crazy. Metro Zoo. Metro Zoo is like a lost.
It's crazy.
It's like a lost. I don't want to say a lost influence, but it's like it seemed like such a dope-ass internet thing that was going on for a while. And then it's like that was just like very early South Florida, like underground hip-hop that sort of like a lot of shit that has come since has just gotten so much more attention and shit, you know?
That's why South Florida is crazy.
It is crazy.
Hella music, so much history to it. Shit's crazy.
But do you feel like do you know of any history before Perp in terms of but Space Ghost Perp in terms of the underground or
Nick
and Puya and shit? But I feel like Space Ghost Perp sort of like birthed them too. Like they didn't really have, you know, Puya and Nick were the ones like running around hanging out making like little videos when Raider Clan was really going. Yeah, Simi was Raider Clan too though. I feel like Perp kind of.
Yeah, Space Ghost Perp was like when I was like a senior.
These are all Raider Clan guys. Yeah, I don't really. Yeah, Denzel. I don't really think of like the underground before Perp, but I don't know necessarily. There probably was stuff.
It was probably some shit.
But it probably wasn't as influential.
Pitbull.
Pitbull, yeah. Rick Ross, the drug dealer.
Oh, yeah, Rick Ross.
Fucking Flo Rida.
Come on. He would have Lenny.
Hurricane Chris. I don't know if he's from.
No, honestly, getting a Flo Rida feature is probably fire.
I be seeing him in the club every time I'm in Miami.
Hurricane Chris.
Is he from
Florida? I don't know.
Nah,
probably.
I don't think he is.
I mean, Florida has a lot of hurricanes, so it kind of makes sense.
He's just a legend.
Hey, baby.
Oh, my God. I remember when that came out, because I remember standing on my little balcony thing in Brooklyn, and the car drove by playing that, and it was just like, man.
That's crazy.
I was just like, man, rap is so stupid now. Hey, baby, that's a chorus. I'm good. Those things are too crazy with that Keith on the outside. Whew, shout out to Bearwoods. If you want to get too high.
Straight up.
Great.
I never even smoked one of these. Yeah.
The Keef on the outside, bro.
I never smoked bear wood in my life.
Did she say Royal Cookies?
I just realized Burger Plant is actually here, so he's ready to do the interview. What do you guys watch when you go on YouTube?
What do you watch?
We watch ourselves.
For real?
You should. Like, I don't even think. Like, I'll probably search his name up to see what like blogs picked us up. I'll search his name up or I'll search my name up.
I'll be on Elevator a lot because I just dropped my new shit on Elevator.
And, oh, okay.
Like, 4 days ago, that shit got like 16K plus. Shit's running up. So nice. I've been on Elevator hella.
Yeah, this shit got to be way too hard.
He actually got like the producer that produced on Eminem's album.
Yeah, my producer, the one who produced the song on Elevator, produced the number one song for Eminem right now. The one who dissed all the rappers.
Really? What's his name? Too.
Illa the producer. Shout out to him.
Yeah, he's from Miami.
He's from Miami. He's
That's
real.
Crazy.
He's a legend. Dope. Straight up.
How you guys feel about that? You taking sides? Eminem, MGK, G-Eazy, who you rap with?
Eminem is the father. Of, Eminem. He's a GOAT.
Yeah.
He's a GOAT.
Eminem, he's a dad to them.
He is the GOAT.
Yeah, you know, I didn't really think about that, but that's so true. Is that at the end of the day, like MGK, it just cannot really come out of this beef that good.
Talking back to him.
You know, it's like if you beef with someone who's that beloved,
that shit's too crazy.
I don't know.
It's hard.
So what's the fucking the actual project called, Trap Star?
I'm trying to call that shit We in the World or 1%.
Nice.
I'm trying to brand 1%, like so hard. I want to create my own brand.
You know that when they say that, normally it's like the 1% is like the 1% of people have 90% of the wealth.
Yeah.
You trying to be on that wave too?
Mm-hmm. I heard of that shit. I had a couple of people tell me that shit, but it's like basically like the 1% who was just able to like bring themselves out of like a negative situation, basically.
And then basically create a negative situation for everybody else by forcing them to like, you know, if you're Jeff Bezos who owns fucking Amazon, you then have all these millions of employees or thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of employees who then are basically making jack shit, but you're rich.
Facts.
Welcome to America.
A tunnel vision.
Welcome to America.
Welcome to
Like Kodak said that shit. Real shit.
That's facts.
That shit gas, man.
Yeah, I'm too high. Fuck this shit.
Ridiculous gas.
Bitch, I'm stuck.
All right. You guys got anything else you want to talk about?
Shit. I'm about to get lit with the hoes straight up.
That's real.
Yeah. I fly back to Miami Saturday, but I just got a crib over here, West Hollywood. So,
now you're going back and forth?
Yeah. I just need to get my shit over here and then shit my car over here.
That's fire.
Straight up.
Hey, if you got any of them hoes, you want to send them over here once you're done with them, just let me know.
I always
use a maid. You guys running trains or you got your own separate?
Train mob.
We had a one-room hotel. One-room hotel, so.
Train mob.
We had four bitches last night.
Train mob.
Train mode.
Train mob.
Who's going last? So glad I asked.
The dad.
Gotta take one for the team, dad.
Somebody gotta go last. Oh, last. I don't give a fuck. I'm Magnum up anyway. Magnum gang.
No.
All right. Appreciate you guys coming on.
Take care.
Everybody at home, hold up 1 sec. We're gonna take a pic and then we're gonna get Burger Planet in here.
Hello.
Gang, 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 gang. I'm walking out. 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 I'm walking out